We need him back. Nigel Farage notes Trump predicted Biden's Iran deal would have deadly consequences for Israel and U.S. by Kurt Thindulka on October 11, 2023. Brexit leader Nigel Farage said that the world needs Donald Trump back in office, pointing to the former president's prediction in August that Biden's Iran deal would have deadly consequences for Israel and the United States. The attacks from the Palestinian Islamist terror group Hamas on Israel, which began on the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret on Saturday and have been described as the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust, have so far taken the lives of over 1,000 people, including at least 11 American citizens. According to reports, the terror attacks against Israel were planned with the assistance of Iranian security officials. This has led to increasing scrutiny of the Biden administration for signing off a payoff of $6 billion to Tehran in exchange for the release of 5 American hostages held in Iranian prisons. The White House has denied that it was a ransom payment, as the money was mostly Iranian oil profits that had been frozen in South Korean banks since 2019 when President Trump imposed a ban on oil exports from Iran and enacted sanctions on the Islamist nation's banking sector. While the funds have yet to reach Iranian hands, it has been noted that because money is fungible, Tehran may well have financially backed the attacks with the expectation of coming into possession of the $6 billion shortly. Iran has a long history of funding Hamas, with the American State Department estimating in 2020 that Tehran provides the Palestinian terror organization over $100 million per year and has been described by Hamas leadership as their largest supporter. Responding to a resurfaced statement from former President Donald Trump, Nigel Farage wrote on social media on Tuesday, "Trump warned us in August that Biden's capitulation to Iran would have deadly consequences. We need him back in charge." Following the reports of Biden's Iran hostage deal, Mr. Trump said on August 17, "This is yet another Biden surrender and a further blistering humiliation of the United States of America to the world stage, but even worse, this decision will be extremely deadly. Biden is giving $6 billion to the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. Biden's ransom payment will be immediately used to stoke violence, bloodshed, and mayhem throughout the Middle East and all around the world, costing countless innocent lives," the former president continued. "It's also guaranteed that the fanatical Iranian regime will use this money to advance their nuclear weapons program, putting Israel, the United States, and the entire world in very grave peril," Trump warned. Tragically, Biden's ransom payments also make it dramatically more likely that even more Americans will be held captive in the future, because Biden has shown that he will pay gargantuan sums of money, meaning the kidnappers turn a massive profit. It is currently estimated that around 150 Israelis were taken hostage by Hamas, who has threatened to execute them one by one on live television in the same fashion as ISIS jihadists. While the American government has not confirmed whether they are aware of any U.S. citizens currently being held hostage, President Biden said in a statement on Monday evening, "We believe it is likely that American citizens may be among those being held by Hamas." Follow Kurt Thindulka on Twitter. Follow @KurtThindulka or email to Thindulka@Breitbart.com.